CD 2, track 29. 1.
Once when I was in Oxford, I bumped into a famous politician quite by chance. I was browsing through the books in the politics section in a bookshop when he came up and said how unusual it was for a young person like me to be into political matters. We struck up a conversation and he kept asking me about my political views and if I wanted to become a politician. But the funny thing was, I had no interest in politics, and the only reason why I was in that section was that I was trying to find a present for my brother. I wasn't brave enough to admit that to the man, so I pretended I had some plans to start a political career when I graduated.
2.
Most people believe we are who we are because of our roots and the values our family instills in us. Obviously, there's a lot of truth in this, but I think as we grow up, we begin to make sense of this world in our own individual way, and our views change. In my case, this is what happened. I was born into a family who always stuck to traditions and had a very conventional way of thinking. When I became older, I adopted different points of view. My father said that I should be ashamed of myself, but that didn't stop me from searching for the truth and more balanced opinions.
3.
I come from a liberal family who has always believed that people should be free to do whatever they want as long as they respect other people and don't harm them. So when I learnt that our school was about to be visited by a promising young politician with conservative values, I decided to attend the meeting. But I wish I hadn't. I was the only person there with liberal ideas about life and I'd no chance to express my views properly. Every time I opened my mouth, the others started yelling at me. They were simply uninterested in the other truth. What a shame.
4.
When I was at university, my father thought that I should pursue a career in politics. That was never my desire, but to make him happy, I went to an interview for an assistant at a politician's office. As it turned out, I had little to say, especially when he asked me about the current political and economic situation and what I thought the most burning issues were. My embarrassment was more than I could cope with, so I left his office without saying goodbye, which was even more childish. I told my father what had happened, and he was really furious. I have no regrets, though, because I know politics is definitely not for me.